Good morning. We need to, well, later we'll be praying. We need to pray for the Ringlers. Mike was supposed to do this today, but Jane's not doing real well. So I got the message last night and want to bring up something that is kind of appropriate for the day, but it was done on very little time, so please bear with me. Exodus 20:16, it's the ninth commandment, says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." So I just want to encourage you, if you already have this down, that's great. If you don't, you know, we have a day of the year called April's Fool's Day, where people play pranks on each other and they say, "Oh, April Fool's." Well, that's bearing false witness. So it's really not something that we should be doing. That's just something to think about. And then I want to go over to 1 John 2:15-16. It says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." So, if we find ourselves loving the world, that's sin. We need to confess that sin, repent of it, and go the other way. And pretty soon I'll be giving you a chance to confess your sins to God, and then I'll close. But I want to give a little bit more hope, and it's also from 1 John. 1 John 1:6-7. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." It's the blood that cleanses us from the sin. So let's take a time now to confess our sins to God, be right with God, be pure before him, only through the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to give you a chance to pray and confess whatever individual sin you want to pray about, and then I will pray after that. Heavenly Father, please help us to make it our goal to always tell the truth, be honest and not succumb to the world's ways and not be drawn to what the world does on different days of the year. Please help us to love our brethren, to serve them, and to be kind and considerate and compassionate. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins. We ask that you would help us to turn from our sins. And we ask that you would help us to receive the hope that there is in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.